हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ओके, सो टुडे लास्ट वीक वी सॉ श्रीपाद माधवाचार्यस पास टाइम्स, इज़न्ट इट? दैट वाज़ द फर्स्ट पार्ट. टुडे वी विल सी द सेकेंड पार्ट. सो इन द सेकेंड लास्ट वीक वी सॉ सम पास टाइम्स. लेट मी सी हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू रिमेंबर. जस्ट टेल मी द वॉट वट पास टाइम्स वी सॉ लास्ट वीक. हु रिमेंबर्स सम? यस
Mataji,
one good child was going to born, one man. Just tell in short, what are past things?
Miss Mataji,
his birth.
His birth.
Then?
He was born. He was knowing most of the knowledge, most of the spiritual knowledge.
Okay.
One day. His mother and father born, then his sister.
This is her
sister. Madhavacharya was crying, that's why she gave.
What did she give him? So many horse gram, right? A pile of horse gram. He ate it. Okay. Huh? Yes. Tamarind seeds, yes. Were turned into?
Golden coins.
Yeah, golden coins. So these are some of the pastimes we saw last week. So today we'll continue Shripad Madhavacharya's pastimes. In that one time, what happened? Again, he was few years old. Again, the whole day they couldn't find the child. Madhavacharya was almost maybe say 4-5 years old. They couldn't find the child. Just close the door. They couldn't find the child. So then the whole day, who was the father of Madhavacharya? Vasudeva?
Yes.
Who was the father of Vasudeva? Madhyageha Bhatta. Madhyageha Bhatta. So Madhyageha Bhatta and his wife Vedavati, they were searching the whole day, where is our son? Then in the evening, they came to know that one sadhu came to their house. He said, I saw your child. Where did I see your child? In Ananteshwara temple, in Chandramouleshwara temple, then in all other temples he was performing worship. So then Madhyageha Bhatta was surprised. Then he went, so far it was, no, you saw it was almost 30-40 miles from Pajaka Kshetra. They were staying at Pajaka Kshetra. From Pajaka Kshetra, that place was almost so many miles away. And the small child went alone. So then Madhyageha Bhatta went and he found Vasudev in one of the temples. He went and asked Vasudev, you are so small, how did you come all this way alone? So he said, I was not alone. Whenever I went to each temple, the Lord was there with me. I was assisted by the Almighty. The Lord was always there with me. Before I went to each temple, the Lord came and he came with me. So I was not alone at all. That is one of his pastimes. Then after that, his father, you know, he tried to teach him many things and he found that the son was learning much better, very fast. Then he went to one school he knew all the Vedas, everything very fast he learned. And one day what happened, the guru's son, he had headache. The teacher's son had a severe headache. So this guru was, and that boy was almost going to die. So the guru was very, was in a tension. I mean, how does a father feel when his child is going to die? So at that time, this Madhavacharya, he was also the incarnation of Vayu. So what did he do? He took the boy and he blew in his ear. He just blew in his ear. What happened? Immediately the boy got up and all his headache, everything was gone. So the teacher was very much indebted to Vasudev. So then not only this, after he finished his education, you have to give Guru Dakshina, isn't it?
Yes.
So then he gave his Guru Bhakti to Krishna as a gift, as a Guru Dakshina. Vasudev gave to his teacher. Then later he became almost 8 years old. He thought, now enough of everything. I'm fed up of this material world. I want to take sannyas. I want to be an ascetic. At 8 years old, so determined he was. 8 years old, he went in search of a sannyasi. So he went to this Ananteshwara temple in Udupi. There he went to the ashram of a great devotee, sannyasi, that is Achyuta Preksha. So he went to Achyuta Preksha. He was a great sannyasi and it was a big ashram and so many devotees were coming and going over there. This 8-year-old boy, he went and he offered obeisances to Achyuta Preksha and he said, please accept me as your disciple. That is, please accept me as your student and I want to become a sannyasi. 8 years old boy. So Achyuta Preksha was amazed. He thought, it is the Lord's gift for me. He has given such a nice student. So he was trying to train him. So he was there in the ashram for some time. Now Madhya Keha Bhatta, he was in search of his son. He was in search of Vasudev. So they came searching. That time what did they see? So they came searching for this boy. So then Madhya Geha Bhatta, he saw this boy in the ashram of Achyuta Preksha. And the boy told to his father, father, he was saying, Vasudev, where are you all these days? Vasudev said, father, I want to take sannyas. So his father said, now we are becoming old. You are our only son. Who will take care of us? So then this Vasudev said, what if you get another child like me? I mean, what if you get another child? So then Vasudev, with his powers, he blessed his parents to have another child. And what happened? When they went home, they had another child. But they were not happy with the news that Vasudev is going to take sannyas. So then he told, let me talk to your mother also. So then he spoke to his mother. At that time, Vasudev came to their house and he said, I want to take sannyas. So his mother said, he said, now you have a son to take care of you. So then give me your permission and your blessings. So his mother said, it was difficult for her to depart from her such a beautiful child. So then he said, either you give me permission to take sannyas, then at least you will see my sannyas vesh, or I will give up my body. I mean, I'll give up my life. Then you won't be able to see me at all. So then his mother thought, it's better to see my child as a sannyasi rather than not seeing him at all. So that is why she gave her blessings. Then that boy, he went to Achyuta Preksha's ashram and it was a beautiful ceremony. He was given orange dress. He was given tridanda. He was given and his hair was shaved. And he became Purna Pragna Tirtha. That was his name given by whom? Achyuta Preksha gave him the name what? Purna Pragna Tirtha. Tell?
Purna Pragna Tirtha.
Yeah, so this name he got. And later, many times Achyuta Preksha saw that Vasudev, he knew so many things. And in fact, they would have argument between the scriptures. Because Achyuta Preksha was the greatest follower of Adi Shankaracharya. And this Madhava, he was trying to always, he was always proving what is right and how the truth about Krishna. And so finally, being happy with his performance, Achyuta Preksha, he made him the next Acharya of his Matha. He made, that is, after Achyuta Preksha, the next Acharya would be Madhava, Purna Pragna Tirtha. That is why that was another ceremony in which he named him as Ananda Tirtha. What name he gave him?
Ananda Tirtha.
And later, because of his staunch devotion to Krishna, he came to be known as Madhavacharya. So first his name was Vasudev. His parents named him. Then his guru gave him the name Purna Pragna Tirtha. Then when he made him the Acharya of the Math, he gave him the name Ananda Tirtha. Then later he named him Madhava. He got the name Shripad Madhavacharya. So this is how he got the different names. So then after this being performing this pastime, I mean, in his guru's ashrama, once he wanted to go to Badrikashrama to see his Gurudev, that is Srila Vyasadev. You know Veda Vyas?
Yes.
He stays in high peaks in Himalayas. That is why Madhavacharya, along with some of his disciples, they went walking to Himalayas. They went walking over to Badrikashrama. So in Badrikashrama, there is the temple of Badrinath. So there is this deity of Badrinath. And Madhavacharya, he had written a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. Before this, as I said, since he was very scholarly, he defeated many scholars. He had many debates with different scholars, different pastimes were there. He had different debates. In that, once he had a debate with Vijay Shankar, one of the scholars of Shankara philosophy. So he had a debate with him, and he said, "Why do, if you feel you are so scholarly, why don't you write a commentary of your own?" So that is why he wrote a commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And then what did he do? He went walking to Badrikashrama, as I said. So he went walking to Badrikashrama. Then there was this Badrinath temple. So in Badrinath temple, what did he do? So he went to Badrinath temple. So over there, what did he do? He closed the doors of the deity room. And he was sitting inside in front of the Lord. And he was reading his commentaries, whichever he had written, the Bhashyas. He read all of that, and all his students, his disciples were outside. And they were listening to this. And one night, for long hours, he closed the door and he was reciting all the prayers to the Lord. And at that time, these disciples outside, they heard the voice of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu was very happy with Madhavacharya's commentaries. He was very happy. So they heard this voice of Vishnu. Then now, since Madhavacharya was satisfied, he thought, now let me go and meet Vedavyas. That is Srila Vyasadev. And Srila Vyasadev stays in Adibadri. That is very, very, very far away very far from the Himalayas, very in the highest peaks. There, normal human beings cannot go. It's very difficult to go. So, but Madhavacharya, he said, now I'm going to see Srila Vyasadev. So, you all stay here to his students. But there was a student, Satyatirtha, who was the very greatest follower of Madhavacharya. He said, I cannot live without you. I want to come with you. So then he said, okay, come. So then Satyatirtha, Hare Krishna. You do one thing. You take one rough page and start doing the crayons. Hari bol. So, what happened? He told to Satyatirtha that you stay here, I will go to this thing. But since Satyatirtha insisted, they both started walking. Days and nights, from morning sunrise up to evening, they were going on walking. It was full of snow. You know, in Himalayas, what you will find? Only snow, isn't it? No, nothing now. No food, no nothing to drink, nothing, nowhere to sleep also. So nothing. So they were just walking whole day. And Madhavacharya was so happy and so enthusiastic because he wanted to see his guru, Srila Vyasadeva, Veda Vyasa. So you take that page and you start doing drawing in that. Both of you. Yeah. So this... Okay. So then what happened? This Madhavacharya was working for days and days. And at that time, finally, Satyatirtha was tired now. Because many days passed, no food, nothing, and he was really tired. So Madhavacharya looked at him, and now he had walked to such a distance, it's difficult to go back also, and it's difficult to go more ahead also. So Madhavacharya just looked back at him, and he just raised his hand. Because he was incarnation of Vayu also, he blessed him such a way, he blew in such a way that Satyatirtha went back to the place where his disciples were there. Do you understand what I am saying?
Yes.
So he flew back there, almost. He flew back there and he was such a great devotee. Satyatirtha was accompanying Madhavacharya. Then Madhavacharya continued on his journey, not tired at all. He was just continuing, he was just going because he wanted to meet Vedavyasa. He went, his Gurudev. So he went walking. Finally, he reached the hermitage of Vedavyasa. So over there, Vedavyasa was sitting along with many rishis who were sitting over there. They all were discussing the topics of devotion to Krishna. So he went to that hermitage. And then first he went and he offered his obeisances to Vedavyasa. Full dandavat pranam to Vedavyasa. Then he offered his respects. And then he read out his commentary and he got the blessings of Vedavyasa. And before going to Vedavyasa, even Sripad Madhavacharya was not sure whether he could make the journey. So he had told his disciples that if I don't come back, he had given his teachings. What position does the Acharya have? His teachings. He gave his teachings. He said, you just established that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worship Krishna. That was his teachings. So then Madhavacharya met Vedavyasa, then he came back to the Badrinath temple. Then finally he came back to Udupi. So this was one of his pastimes. Then one day Madhavacharya, he went to the shore of the ocean. He was sitting on the bank of the ocean and he thought, today I want to sing beautiful songs for Krishna. He thought, let me compose. Compose means let me write songs. That time he wrote this Dvadasha Stotras. There are 12 songs. You are learning the 9th one. Like that there are 12 songs. So he saw how difficult the Sanskrit is. So deep it is. So that 12 songs Sripad Madhavacharya started writing. Just imagine. He started writing and he felt that today I will meet Krishna. Krishna will be pleased. He will come to inspire me. So he was writing. At that time, a big storm came in the ocean. And there was a ship coming from a long distance. And in that ship, there were many goods to be sold. A lot of valuable goods were there. So that ship, captain of the ship, now slowly because the storm started coming, that ship got stuck in sandbar and it couldn't move anymore. And at that time what happened? Sripad Madhavacharya, he took his chadar and he just waved in the air. When he waved in the air, what happened? Immediately the storm stopped. Immediately it stopped. And not only that, he signaled. He gave a signal so that captain from the ship, they could come back to the shore safely. So they came back safe to the shore. And this Madhavacharya, the captain and all these people, they came and thanked Madhavacharya for giving them direction. Then they said, what can we give you? What do you want? We have so many gifts. We have so many gifts. What can we give you? So Sripad Madhavacharya said, you are coming from Dwaraka, isn't it? So please give me some Gopi Chandan. So then they were very happy. They had these huge blocks of Gopi Chandan. So many huge blocks. You know Gopi Chandan which you put tilak, that one. So then they gave Gopi Chandan to Sripad Madhavacharya. And when he was bringing the Gopi Chandan, that captain was bringing the Gopi Chandan, that time Sripad Madhavacharya started singing these songs. He was a very great singer. He started singing this Dvadasha Stotras. Just imagine when Sripad Madhavacharya must have sung, it must have been so beautiful. He sang it so nicely that Gopi Chandan cracked open and there was the deity of Udupi Krishna. This beautiful deity of Udupi Krishna. See, this is the deity of Udupi Krishna. This deity he got, Sripad Madhavacharya. Afterwards I'll show you. You come close, that time I'll show you. So this deity Sripad Madhavacharya got. Then after that, there is a story of this deity actually. Behind this deity, there is a story. Basically, once in Dwaraka, Devaki told to Krishna, Krishna, I have never seen your childhood pastimes. She said, I have never seen your childhood pastimes. See, because when Krishna came to Devaki, Krishna was very big, isn't it? So that is why she said, I have never seen your childhood pastimes. Could you please show some of them to me? So then she prayed to Krishna. So immediately for the pleasure of his mother, Krishna, he showed the pastime of eating butter, of stealing and eating butter. So Devaki was having tears and she was enjoying that pastime. It was so beautiful seeing Krishna taking butter. And what happened, by chance, even Rukmini saw that pastime. Rukmini is the wife of Krishna, isn't it? She also saw her husband as a small child taking butter. So even Rukmini was enchanted by that pastime. She told to Krishna, Krishna, I like your this form very much. So can you please produce me a deity of this form so that I can worship that deity? So that is why Krishna, he produced this deity of Krishna. This deity, in one hand there is this turning rod and rope and in another hand butter is there. This is how this Udupi Krishna deity was formed by Krishna. So then that deity Rukmini worshipped for many years, and then when the Krishna ended his pastimes, and then when the Yadu dynasty, everything was coming to an end, at that time this deity was found in Dwaraka. And then it came to the Gopi Chandra. This is all Krishna's pastimes. This is how this deity was made. So now Madhavacharya, he got this deity. And around 30 people, they tried to lift the deity. But they couldn't lift the deity. So immediately, what did Madhavacharya do? He just took the deity like this, in his hand. Just in his hand. Basically, Krishna wanted his pure devotee Madhavacharya to lift the deity. So 30 people couldn't lift the deity, that Shripad Madhavacharya alone lifted that deity. And he got the deity to Udupi. He established this beautiful temple in Udupi. Then he established the worship. He personally worshipped the deity. He established very beautiful standards. How you should worship the deity, what time you should do what, everything was systematically given by Shripad Madhavacharya. So Udupi Krishna ki. So this is how this was done. And after that, Madhavacharya thought, now let me make a second trip to Badrikashrama. I want to see Srila Vedavyas once again. So when he was going, there were many pastimes in between. One of the pastimes was this, there was this king called Mahadev. He was not very kind actually. You know what he used to do? If anyone crossed that area, wherever he was ruling, what he would do? He would make them come, he would tell you, take some this thing, what to say, he'll give some instrument, he said, you dig a lake. Basically, if you dig a lake, it's a pious activity. But this king was so bad, he would make, if anyone comes, he would bring them, and as a punishment, he would tell them to dig lake. So by chance, Madhavacharya also, along with his disciples, were crossing that area. So even they were caught by those people. They said, come, you have to dig the lake. So Madhavacharya said, I want to meet the king. So then Madhavacharya was so beautiful. He was young sannyasi, so beautiful. So no one could resist whatever he was saying. So then, okay, they took him in front of the king. So Madhavacharya very humbly spoke to the king. The king said, no, that will not, even you have to dig the lake. Yeah, very nice. So he said, even you have to dig the lake. So then Madhavacharya said, okay, but I don't know how to dig the lake. You do one thing, why don't you do one thing? You show me how to dig the lake, then I will follow you. So immediately what the king did, he took whatever instruments are required for digging the lake. He along with his followers, they all went and they started digging the lake. And they all were engrossed so much in digging the lake, Madhavacharya and his disciples, they went away from there. Basically, Shripad Madhavacharya's purpose was a higher purpose, not of digging lake. So he went away. So this was one of the pastimes. Then after that, they were coming near Ganga. They had to cross Ganga. What happened is, at that time some war was going on between the Muslims and the Hindus. The Hindus were on one side of Ganga and the Muslims were on other side. So they were fighting. They had a sort of agreement that no one can cross Ganga. Now Madhavacharya had to cross Ganga. So that is why he along with his follower, and there was no boat also. Because it was made a rule, na, you should not cross Ganga. So what Madhavacharya did, he caught hold of his disciples. They all held their hands together. And Madhavacharya just crossed the Ganga just like that. He just walked to Ganga. So Madhavacharya crossed the whole Ganga. And that time the Mughals were on the other side. They got very angry. How dare you cross? We have made a rule, our king has made a rule that you should not cross the ocean, I mean Ganga. So then this, so that is why Madhavacharya said, let me meet your king then. So then all the Muslims, as I said, because Madhavacharya was so beautiful, they couldn't resist whatever he had to say. So they took him before the king, and Madhavacharya behaved so nicely in front of the king. Madhavacharya spoke in Persian language to that king. That king was Muslim king. So he spoke to him with Persian, and the king was impressed by the way Madhavacharya acted, the way he spoke. So you know what he said? I'm ready to give half of my kingdom to you. So happy he was with Madhavacharya. Madhavacharya said, I don't want anything. I just want to go ahead. So this way Madhavacharya continued his journey. In between, okay, he had to cross through jungles. So in the jungle, what happened? There was a ferocious tiger. That tiger, it came to swallow Satyatirtha. So Madhavacharya, what did he do? He just went in front of the tiger. He kept his hand on the tiger's head. Just he kept his hand, that's all. You know what happened? The tiger fell down dead. Just fell down dead. So this way Satyatirtha was protected by. So Satyatirtha thought, oh, I owe my life to my guru. So this way Madhavacharya did his pastimes. Then finally he went to meet Vedavyas in Badrika Ashrama, that Adi Badri over there. Then Vedavyas gave him 8 Shaligram Shilas. You know Shaligram Shilas?
Yes, Mother.
Huh? He gave him 8, I'll show you sometime. It is the form of Krishna. So he gave him 8 Shaligram Shilas from Vedavyas. Then not only that, he also blessed him to write a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And then Shripad Madhavacharya wrote commentaries on Vedanta Sutra. Then he wrote on, commentaries on Mahabharata. Then he was coming back. And I told you, I don't know if you remember, I told Shripad Madhavacharya is also the incarnation of, I told 3 incarnations. Who remembers what? Yes?
Hanuman, Bhim, Vayu.
Very good. Hanuman, Bhim, Vayu. So now since he was also the incarnation of Bhima, what did Madhavacharya do? He took, should I continue?
Yes.
What did Madhavacharya do? He got all his disciples, he went to Hastinapur. That is Kurukshetra.
Yes.
Over there he went. And he went, and because he was Bhima in his previous lifetime, he showed each and every place how the war was held. He showed who was killed by whom. This is the place this happened, this is the place this happened. Everything detailed. Because he was Bhima himself. So he showed everything, and not only that, what did he do? He went and he dug a place. He dug the place, and what did he show them? He removed the mace, the gada, which Bhima used. Bhima's gada was so famous. It had killed Duryodhana. It had killed so many people in the Mahabharata war. So he showed that gada to his disciples. And then again he put it into that place and he covered it so that no one should see it. So this way, this was pastime he did in Kurukshetra in Hastinapur. Then after that, then again he was having debates with many people, many arguments were there. In that, once people are, you know, they do debates in different levels according to knowledge. So up till now he was doing according to his knowledge. Then there was this person called there was one very powerful person. He said that I lifted a pole which 50 men could not lift. Okay, so he said, now I want to have a fight with you. So then Shripad Madhavacharya said, is that so? So what Madhavacharya did? Okay, so he pressed his toe, the toe of his leg, in the ground. He said, you just move my toe. So that person, he tried to move his toe. He took help of one more person afterwards. But they couldn't even, they tried their best. They couldn't even shift the toe of Madhavacharya. So this is one of the pastimes. Then Varanasi, they were two people, Pundarika and Padmanabha Tirtha. They had a big debate with Madhavacharya. So then what happened is, because many people used to come and have a, you know what's the meaning of debate, isn't it? Like an argument, challenge. They had many challenges with Madhavacharya. So when they were defeated, now they would say, we'll come tomorrow, and they will never come up. So that is how what happened with many people. So once what they thought, oh, this Madhavacharya's, we'll do one thing. You know, they were very scared. This Madhavacharya is having so many books. He had written so many books now. So we'll do one thing, we'll take away all the books from his library. So what they did, they took all the books from his library and they hid it in a place called Vishnu Mangalam. So Madhavacharya, after all this debate, he found out that his books are not to be seen. So he went to take the assistance of the king over there. So he went and he approached the king and he told the king about the books. So the king was also a very nice person. So he wanted to welcome Madhavacharya and he wanted to serve Madhavacharya because he was such a great devotee. So what did he do? First of all, he helped him in finding the books in Vishnu Mangalam, and secondly, he wanted to serve him prasad. So for the pleasure of this king, you know, Madhavacharya, he ate. You know what he ate? 4,000 bananas. Okay? He ate 4,000 bananas and 30... Of course. And 35 pots of milk. So this all he took for the pleasure of that king. So this was some of the pastimes. Then there was one great king. He was a warrior. So he wanted to challenge again Madhvacharya. So Madhvacharya said, okay, do one thing. You squeeze my neck. Madhvacharya said, you squeeze my neck. And Madhvacharya was sitting. He was a very great singer also. So what he did? He started singing so nicely. And Madhvacharya was singing and this king was squeezing his neck. Just imagine. Can you sing if your neck is being squeezed? But Madhvacharya was singing so nicely. And this person, he was squeezing his neck, squeezing. He was just trying to squeeze to such an extent. But then he failed. And Madhvacharya, there was not even an interruption in his song. He was singing so nicely. So, this were some of his pastimes. Then finally, again he went back to Udupi. And then Shripad Madhvacharya's, then once he went to Mayapur also. When Navdeep, you know Navdeep, isn't it? Navdeep Mayapur. So Shripad Madhvacharya went to Mayapur. So one day when he was sleeping at night, this Gauranga Mahaprabhu came in his dream. And he told Madhvacharya that I am very happy with your devotion. Not only that, I am going to take two of your teachings. In future I will be coming and I will take two of your teachings. So this is how Shripad Madhvacharya was blessed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That is why how we got the names for the Sampradaya. What is the Sampradaya? Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. Tell.
Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya.
So this Madhava name came from Shripad Madhvacharya. Then after that, Shripad Madhvacharya stayed for 79 years. Then, and he used to do pastimes in Udupi. He used to sit in a simple mat and he used to give lectures. Many people used to come to attend his lectures. And then one day, just in front of everyone, he disappeared. That is, he ended his pastimes. And his body was, his body, he said that when I will leave my body will not be found here. It will be in Badrikashrama because in the presence of my spiritual master Vedavyas. So this is how Shripad Madhvacharya ended his pastimes. Shripad Madhvacharya ki.
Jai.
His divine grace is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.